Good morning, it's lovely to be with you again here at Bethany Hall. I've been working from home for a few months now, like many people, and as part of this new routine, I tried to get out for a lunchtime walk. It helps to clear my head. I was out last week on my walk, and as I was walking, I saw a man jogging towards me. And I noticed that his t-shirt had very large letters printed on it. And the letter said, OAP, Old Age Pensioner. And he wasn't much older than me, so I thought, this guy's got a sense of humour. He's laughing about his age, the fact that he's getting older. And I gave him a big thumbs up and a big smile and tilted my head towards him. And however, as the man got closer to me, I was embarrassed because I'd made a mistake. The letters didn't say OAP. They in fact said GAP. The man had bought his t-shirt out of the popular retail outlet Gap. And that explains why the man, as he jogged past me, gave me a very strange look and a very wide berth and seemed to speed up to get away from me. I went home and told my wife what had happened, and she said, "You must be going blind, Phil." It's just a daft story, but it took my mind to John chapter 9, where Jesus heals the man born blind. Let's read the passage together as it's found in John 9. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be made manifest in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And he said this, and then spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the man's eyes with the clay, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbours and those who had seen him before as a beggar said, "Is not this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but it's like him." He said, "I am the man." They said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go. Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." And just moving forward to verse 25, where the man was being quizzed and interrogated by the Pharisees and the leaders of religious law at the time. And this is what verse 25 says. He answered them, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." Amen. What can we learn from this passage today? Well, St. Augustine gave a very high-level interpretation when he said that the blind man represents the human race and the blindness represents sin. And when Jesus heals the man, he restores his sight. And this can be taken as a sign that he sees the error of his ways and wants to correct his ways by following God. I want to look, rather than a high-level view of this passage, but I'd like to look at two key verses in a wee bit more detail this morning. Firstly, verse 4. "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one can work." I believe therein lies a message for each one of us here today. You see, Jesus was referring to the day being his time on earth. And he knew full well that his earthly ministry would last only 3 years, after which the night would come when he would suffer the cross, bringing his earthly ministry to an end. Jesus was always busy attending to his Father's business. And this saying is one which we should cling to, as the life we now live in the flesh is our day. May we carry out our Christian duty.